Chapter 4. Rider Abilities. A manual cannot teach a motorcycle rider how to control direction, speed, or balance. That is something only learned through practice. Rider training offers a motorcycle rider the best success in mastering control by learning and practicing the necessary skills in a safe environment. Control is demonstrated by knowing your riding abilities, using them, and obeying the rules of the road. Consider taking a rider training course, even if you have ridden before. Training not only includes basic control, but it also covers mental strategies and hazard avoidance skills. Basic vehicle control. Body position. Seat. Sit forward in the saddle so that your arms are slightly bent when holding the hand grips. This allows you to press on the handlebars without having to stretch, resulting in better steering control. Hands. Hold the hand grips firmly, especially over rough surfaces. Proper hand position is vital to the safe operation of your motorcycle. Improper hand position can lead to accidentally applying too much throttle. Also, response time for handbraking can be slowed by the need to reposition your hands, especially if needing to reach for the brake suddenly. Also, adjust the handlebars so your hands are even with or below your elbows. Knees. Keep your knees against the gas tank to help keep the motorcycle balanced and upright. Feet. Keep your feet firmly on the footrests to maintain balance. Don't drag your feet. If a foot catches on something, you can be injured and it could affect the control of the motorcycle. Keep your feet near the controls so you can get to them quickly if needed. Getting underway. Once the motorcycle is running, to smoothly start moving forward, squeeze the clutch and shift into first gear. Use the friction zone, the area of clutch travel where the engine's power begins to transmit to the rear wheel. This partial engagement allows you to smoothly and precisely control engine power to the rear wheel. Take your time easing out the clutch. Let the motorcycle get underway before fully releasing the clutch. Shifting gears. There is more to shifting gears than simply getting the motorcycle to pick up speed smoothly. Learn to use the gears correctly when downshifting or starting on hills. This is important for safe motorcycle riding. The gear shift lever is located in front of the left footrest and is operated with the left foot. To shift up to a higher gear, position your toe under the shift lever and lift. To downshift, press the shift lever down. The shift lever changes one gear each time it is lifted or pressed down. Whenever the lever is released, spring loading returns it to center where the mechanism resets for the next shift. A typical gear pattern is 1N, 2, 3, 4, 5. The N is for neutral, which is selected by either a half lift from first gear or a half press from second gear. Most motorcycles have 5 gears, but some have 4 or 6 gears. Upshifting. As the motorcycle increases speed, you will need to shift up to a higher gear. Shift up well before the engine reaches its maximum recommended RPM or redline. As a general rule, shift up in time to avoid over-revving the engine, but not so soon as to cause the engine to drag. When upshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle and squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Lift the shift lever firmly as far as it will go. 3. Smoothly ease out the clutch and roll on the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. Downshifting. You can shift down through the gears with the clutch in as the motorcycle slows or stops. You can also downshift for more power to accelerate. Make certain the motorcycle is going slow enough when shifting into a lower gear. If not, the motorcycle will lurch, and the rear wheel may skid. When riding downhill or shifting into first gear, you may need to use the brakes to slow enough before downshifting safely. When downshifting, use a 3-step process. 1. Roll off the throttle as you squeeze the clutch lever. 2. Press the shift lever down firmly. 3. Ease out the clutch lever as you roll on the throttle. Once the shift is completed, release the shift lever to permit it to reset for the next shift. When downshifting, you want to release the clutch more slowly and smoothly to prevent jerking or chirping the rear tire. Rolling on the throttle slightly while smoothly easing out the clutch can help the engine come up to speed more quickly and also make the downshift smoother. Shifting to a lower gear causes an effect similar to using the brakes. This is known as engine braking. To use engine braking, shift down one gear at a time and ease out the clutch through the friction zone between each downshift. Keep the clutch in the friction zone until the engine speed stabilizes. Then ease out the lever fully until ready for the next downshift. It is best to shift gears one at a time, but it is possible to shift through more than one gear while you keep squeezing the clutch. Remain in first gear while stopped so that you can move the motorcycle quickly if needed. Work toward a smooth clutch release, especially when downshifting. It is best to change gears before entering a turn. However, sometimes shifting while in the turn is necessary. If so, remember to do so smoothly. A sudden change in power to the rear wheel can cause a skid or upset the suspension. Braking. Improper braking technique remains a significant contributing factor in many motorcycle crashes. Most motorcycles have two brake controls, one for the front wheel and one for the rear wheel. Always use both brakes every time you slow or stop. The front brake is more powerful and can provide at least 70% of the total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if applied properly. Maximum straight-line braking is accomplished by fully applying both front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. To do this, squeeze the front brake smoothly, firmly, and with increasing pressure. Do not grab the brake lever or use abrupt pressure. As the motorcycle's weight transfers forward, more traction becomes available for the front wheel, so the front brake can be applied more after braking begins. Keep your knees against the tank and your eyes up, looking well ahead. This helps balance the motorcycle to for stopping in a straight line. Applying less pressure to the rear brake pedal to prevent a rear wheel skid. As weight transfers forward, less traction is available at the rear. Use less and less rear brake pressure. Using both brakes for even normal stops will permit you to develop the proper habits and skills in case of emergency. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brakes to lock, resulting in significant control problems. Stopping in a curve. Anytime a motorcycle is leaned over in a turn, the amount of traction available for braking is reduced. The greater the lean angle, the more the possibility of the tires losing traction. To stop as quickly and as safely as possible in a curve, and depending on road and traffic conditions, try to get the motorcycle as perpendicular to the highway as possible, then brake. This maneuver may take the motorcycle out of the lane. If conditions do not allow straight-line braking, brake smoothly and gradually, and as the motorcycle straightens, gradually increase brake pressure. As the lean angle is reduced by straightening, more traction for braking becomes available. By the time the motorcycle is straight up and the handlebars are square, you can apply maximum braking pressure. Linked and integrated braking systems. Some motorcycles have linked braking, which connects the front and rear brakes on the motorcycle, which means the brakes are linked together in some way. For example, when you apply the rear brake, the system automatically applies a proportional amount of pressure on the front brake. An integrated braking system is a variation of the linked system in which partial front braking is applied whenever the rear brake is activated. There are a variety of types of braking systems, so consult your owner's manual for a detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Anti-lock braking systems, ABS. The benefit of ABS cannot be overstated. This technology prevents wheel lockup during straight-line stops, and on some recent models, it even works when in a lean. It is important to know if your motorcycle is equipped with ABS and how it works on your bike. Check the owner's manual for information about your motorcycle's brake system. To use, apply maximum pressure on both the front and rear brake. ABS is activated when electronic sensors detect a wheel lockup, a skid. ABS systems are capable of releasing and reapplying brake pressure multiple times per second. Turning. Motorcycle riders often try to take curves or turns too fast. When they cannot hold the turn, they end up crossing into another lane of traffic or going off the highway. They may overreact and brake too hard, causing a skid and loss of control. Approach turns and curves with caution. Use these four steps for better control. slow, to reduce speed before the turn by closing the throttle and, if necessary, applying both brakes. Look through the turn to where you want the motorcycle to go. Turn just your head and eyes, not your shoulders, and keep your eyes level with the horizon. Roll on the throttle through the turn. Maintain steady speed or accelerate gradually. Avoid decelerating in the turn. Press to turn, the motorcycle must lean. To lean the motorcycle, press on the handgrip in the direction of the turn. Press the left handgrip, lean left, go left. Press the right handgrip, lean right, go right. This is known as counter-steering. The higher the speed in a turn, the greater the lean angle. In normal turns, the rider and the motorcycle should lean together at the same angle. In slow, tight turns, counterbalance by leaning the motorcycle and keeping your body straight. Keeping your distance. One of the best protections you have is distance, a space cushion, separating the motorcycle from other vehicles on the roadway. This will provide a clear view of emerging traffic situations, so that if someone else makes a mistake, you will have more time to respond and more space to maneuver, including an escape route if necessary. Lane positions. Successful motorcyclists know that they are safer when clearly seen. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Each traffic lane gives a motorcycle three areas or paths of travel as indicated in the following illustration. Your lane position will help to enhance the ability to see and be seen. Provide an escape route. Provide a space cushion. Communicate your intentions. Protect your lane from other vehicle encroachments. Avoid other drivers' blind spots. Avoid surface hazards. Avoid wind blast from other vehicles. Set up for turns. Select the appropriate path to maximize the space cushion and help you be more visible to others on the road. Many motorcyclists consider the left third of the lane, the left tire track of automobiles, to be a default lane position. However, many do vary their lane position as conditions warrant, keeping in mind that no portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. Change positions as traffic situations change. Unless the highway is wet, the center strip, path number 2, often permits adequate traction to ride safely. The strip in the center portion of the lane can collect drippings from vehicles but is usually narrow. You can ride to the left or right of a grease strip and still be within the center portion of the traffic lane. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease, usually found at busy intersections or toll booth stops. Following another vehicle. Following too closely is a factor in crashes. In traffic, motorcycles typically need the same amount of distance as vehicles to stop safely. Normally, a minimum of 3 seconds following distance should be maintained behind the vehicle ahead. To gauge the following distance, 1. Pick out a fixed marker, such as a pavement marking or lamppost on or near the highway ahead. 2. When the rear bumper of the vehicle ahead passes the marker, count off the seconds, 1001, 1002, 1003. 3. If you reach the marker before you count to 3, you are following too closely. 3 seconds is the minimum room to maneuver. It is not enough distance to stop. The greater the following distance, the greater the margin of safety, especially when conditions are less than ideal. Your following distance should also permit a better view of potholes and other hazards in your path of travel. A larger space cushion is needed at higher speeds and anytime the motorcycle will take longer than normal to stop. If the pavement is slippery, you have a limited sight distance, or traffic is heavy, it is wise to allow for a greater following distance. Keep well behind the vehicle ahead even when stopped. This will make it easier to get out of the way if someone bears down on you from behind. It will also give you a cushion of space if the vehicle ahead starts to back up for some reason. When riding in the center portion of the lane behind another vehicle, you will appear in the middle of the driver's rearview mirror. Riding in the left third of a lane may permit a driver to see the motorcycle in a side view mirror and helps you see the traffic ahead. But remember that most drivers don't look at their side view mirrors nearly as often as they check the rearview mirror. While the center portion of the lane may be the best place to be seen by the driver immediately in front of you, be aware that this position can also cause you to hide in traffic. Constantly scan your surroundings and adjust your position for maximum visibility and line of sight. Continually remain aware of other vehicles and their blind spots. Avoid traveling in these for extended periods. Being followed. Speeding up to lose someone following too closely often ends up with someone tailgating at a higher speed. A better way to handle tailgaters is to get them in front of the motorcycle. When someone is following too close, change lanes when possible and let them pass. If you cannot let them pass, then slow down gradually and open up extra space to allow room for both you and the tailgater to stop. If they do not pass, you will have given you and them more time and space to react in case an emergency does develop. Passing and being passed. Passing and being passed on a motorcycle by other vehicles is not much different than when driving a vehicle. However, visibility is more critical. Be sure other drivers see the motorcycle, and you can see potential hazards. Passing. 1. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make your motorcycle more visible. Signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use the mirrors and turn your head to the left to check for traffic behind. 2. When safe, move into the left lane and then accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the vehicle being passed and provides adequate space to avoid hazards in the lane of travel. 3. Ride through the blind spot quickly. 4. Signal again. Complete a mirror and a head check before returning to the original lane, and then cancel your turn signal. Passing speed limit exception. You may exceed the posted speed limit by up to 15 miles per hour while passing another vehicle that is traveling below the posted speed limit on a two-lane highway. The posted speed limit must be 55 miles per hour or greater. Not allowed in work zones. It is never a good idea to pass on a bridge, blind hill, or any other time your sight distance and escape route is compromised. Being passed. When being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, consider using the center or right portion of the lane to avoid being hit by the other vehicle. A slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows the motorcycle is there, a passenger may not see the motorcycle and toss something out that hits you or lands on the highway ahead of you. Blasts of wind from larger vehicles. Wind can affect control of the motorcycle. You have more room for error in the middle or right portion of your lane when hit by the blast of wind. Riding closer to hazards could put you in a dangerous position. Passing parked vehicles. When passing parked vehicles, slow down and consider staying toward the left portion of the lane. This can help avoid problems caused by vehicle doors opening, drivers getting out of vehicles, or people stepping from between vehicles. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize the space cushion. A significant danger to a motorcyclist can occur when a driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even a driver who does look may fail to see the motorcycle. In either event, the driver might cut into the path of the motorcycle, so slow down or change lanes to make room for this possibility. Vehicles making a sudden U-turn are extremely dangerous. They may cut you off entirely by blocking the whole road, leaving no place for you to go. Since you can't anticipate what a driver will do, get the driver's attention. Sound the horn and continue with caution. Parking. Angle the motorcycle to see in both directions without straining or having the motorcycle in the lane of travel. When possible, back into a parking spot to permit riding the motorcycle forward out into traffic rather than backing out into traffic. Whenever possible, position the motorcycle at an angle with the rear wheel to the curb. Note: some cities may have ordinances that require motorcycles to park parallel to the curb. Lane filtering, sharing, splitting. The practice of lane filtering or sharing, side by side or splitting, is not legal in the state of Idaho. Lane filtering. Picking your way through slow-moving or stationary traffic, such as at a stoplight. Lane sharing is two riders in the same lane side by side. Lane splitting is weaving between moving traffic at a higher speed, usually on the lane dividing line. Motorcycles need a full lane in order to maintain a space cushion from other vehicles. Lane sharing between other vehicles and motorcycles takes away your space cushion and can leave you without an escape route and vulnerable to a crash. Riding between rows of stopped or moving vehicles can result in a crash due to the unexpected, a hand coming out of a window, a door opening, or a vehicle turning. Discourage lane sharing by others by positioning yourself where drivers might be tempted to squeeze by the motorcycle. Drivers are most tempted to do this when in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic. They want to pass. You are preparing to turn at an intersection. You are moving into an exit lane or leaving the highway. Merging vehicles. Drivers on an entrance ramp may not see the motorcycle on the highway. Give them plenty of room. Change to another lane if one is open. If there is no room for a lane change, adjust your speed to open up space for the merging driver. Vehicles alongside. Do not ride next to vehicles in other lanes if it can be avoided. The motorcycle might be in the blind spot of a vehicle in the next lane, which could merge into you without warning. Vehicles in the next lane can also block your escape routes. Speed up or fall back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. Mental motorcycling. Safe motorcycle riders with experience remain aware of what is going on around them. They improve their riding strategy by using a mental strategy for making appropriate judgments to avoid hazards. If you do not already have a sound mental strategy, consider using SIPDE, a strategy taught in many motorcycle rider training courses. Scan. Identify. Predict. Decide. Execute. Scan. Search aggressively ahead, behind, and to the sides for potential hazards. What you don't detect can hurt you. Scan aggressively to recognize problems before they become critical. Other highway users, such as other vehicles, bicyclists, pedestrians, and animals, can pose hazards to motorcyclists. They may violate your right of way, limit sight distance, crash into you, or simply be a distraction. Focus even more on finding potential escape routes in or around intersections, shopping areas, school zones, and construction zones. Search for traffic that may turn left in front of you, traffic coming from your left and right, and traffic approaching from behind. Be especially alert in areas with limited visibility. Visually busy surroundings could hide the motorcycle from others and put you in a dangerous and/or life-threatening situation. Identify. Locate hazards and potential conflicts. Hazards typically fall into the following three categories. Other vehicles may move into your path and increase the risk of a collision. Pedestrians, children, and animals can be unpredictable, making short, quick moves and, depending on their size, can create an impending hazard. Stationary objects, recognizing potholes, guard rails, bridges, highway signs, hedges, tire debris, lumber, or trees in the roadway increases your reaction time and allows for safer maneuvering to avoid these hazards. Predict. Consider the speed, distance, and direction of hazards to anticipate how they may affect you and your motorcycle. Vehicles moving into your path are more critical to your decision-making process than those moving away or remaining stationary. Predict where a collision may occur. Continually ask yourself the "what if" phrase to evaluate your riding environment. Predict when, where, and how to act based on types of hazards encountered. A single hazard. Multiple hazards. Stationary hazards. Moving hazards. Weigh consequences of each hazard separately, whether single or multiple hazards are involved. Ask this question: what am I going to do and how am I going to do it? Decide. The next step in your mental strategy is to make decisions based upon your predictions. Complete your "what if" to assess the consequences of the choices. What is the best action to take? How best to do it? In any situation, a rider has three choices: adjust speed, adjust motorcycle position, communicate presence. Adjusting your speed and/or position can give you more time and space to react. Slowing is often the best way to decrease risk. However, there may be times when acceleration away from the hazard may be the best option. Communicating may work, but it is typically not your first line of defense, because it requires the other vehicle operator to see or hear you and then process and interpret the signal you are giving. Execute. Act upon your choices from the decide step. Take the appropriate action for the situation. To create more space and minimize harm from hazards, adjust speed by speeding up, slowing down, or stopping. Adjust your position and/or direction. Move left or move right. Communicate your presence with the horn, brake light, high beam, or turn signals. In potentially high-risk areas, such as intersections, shopping areas, school zones, and construction zones, cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce the time needed to react. Apply the old adage one step at a time to handle two or more hazards. Adjust speed to permit two hazards to separate. Then you can deal with them one at a time as single hazards. Decision-making becomes more complex with three or more hazards. Weigh the consequences of each and give equal distance to the hazards. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between the you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street, anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Many motorcycle versus vehicle crashes involve a driver entering a motorcycle rider's right of way. Vehicles turning left in front of the motorcycle, including vehicles turning left from the lane to your right and vehicles on side streets pulling into your lane, are critical dangers. Using SIPDE at intersections is crucial. Blind intersections. When approaching a blind intersection, move to the portion of the lane that will bring the motorcycle into another driver's field of sight at the earliest possible moment. In this picture, the motorcycle rider has moved to the left portion of the lane, away from the parked vehicle, so the driver on the cross street can see the motorcycle as soon as possible. Remember, the key is to see as much as possible and be seen by others while protecting your lane. Stop signs and signals. When approaching a stop sign or traffic signal, first come to a stop at the stop line. If your view is blocked, edge forward then stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean forward and look around buildings, parked vehicles, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane. Traffic control signals. Due to their size, motorcycles may not always trigger traffic control signals at an intersection. Idaho code allows a motorcycle rider, after coming to a complete stop, to proceed with caution through a red light at an intersection. However, the rider may only do so if the signal fails to operate after waiting through one complete cycle. The rider must yield to any traffic in or approaching the intersection. This law does not provide a defense for violations of traffic laws under Section 49-801, Idaho Code, Obedience to and Required Traffic Control Devices. Motorcycle riders must still obey traffic signals when the traffic control signal device can be triggered by the size of motorcycle they are operating, or if the intersection in question does not have a signal triggered by a vehicle detection device. See and be seen. In crashes with motorcyclists, drivers often say that they never saw the motorcycle. From ahead or behind, a motorcycle's profile is much smaller than a vehicle's. Also, it's hard to see something a driver is not looking for, and most drivers are not intently looking for motorcycles. More likely, they are unintentionally looking past the motorcycle's smaller silhouette in search of larger vehicles that may pose a problem to them. Even if a driver does see you, you are not necessarily safe. Smaller vehicles appear farther away and seem to be traveling slower than they actually are. It is common for drivers to pull out in front of motorcyclists thinking they have plenty of time. Too often, they are wrong. However, riders can do many things to make it easier for drivers to recognize and see the motorcycle and rider. Clothing. Many on-road crashes occur in daylight. Remember, the body is half of the visible surface area of the rider, motorcycle unit. Black is hard to see in daytime and invisible at night. Any bright color such as orange, red, yellow, or white is better than dark colors. Bright colors and retro-reflective materials, on your helmet, jacket, or vest, are the best choices for keeping you visible to surrounding traffic both day and night. There may be times when visibility becomes limited due to nighttime, fog, heavy rainfall, or wind in a dusty area. Remember that if you're having trouble seeing, so are the drivers that share the road with you. Wear bright and retro-reflective gear to make yourself more visible. Retro-reflective tape, piping, or a retro-reflective vest reflects light back to the source and illuminates the rider, providing additional visual cues to others. This is far more effective than just bright clothing. Helmets can do more than provide protection in a crash, too. Brightly colored helmets help others see the motorcycle and rider. Retro-reflective material on the sides of the helmet and clothing will help drivers coming from the side of the motorcycle notice you. Headlight. Another way to help others see you is to keep the headlight on at all times. New motorcycles sold in the USA since 1978 automatically have the headlights on when running. Studies show that, during the day, a motorcycle with its light on is more likely to be noticed. Be sure the headlight is adjusted properly. Signals. The turn signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a vehicle. They tell others what the motorcycle rider plans to do. However, due to a rider's added vulnerability, turn signals are even more important. Use them anytime lane changes are made or when turning. Use them even when no one else seems to be around. When entering a highway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see the motorcycle turn signal blinking and make room for the motorcyclist. Turning the signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Use the turn signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Do not make them guess what you intend to do. Once the turn is made, make sure the turn signal is off. Drivers may pull directly into your path, thinking you are planning to turn again. Many motorcycle turn signals are not self-canceling. Some take several seconds to turn off. Be in the habit of canceling your signal immediately after you complete a turn or lane change. Brake light. The motorcycle's brake light is usually not as noticeable as a brake light on a vehicle, particularly when the taillight is on, which goes on with the headlight. Help others notice the motorcycle by flashing the brake light before slowing down. It is especially important to flash the brake light before slowing more quickly than others expect, turning off a high-speed highway. Slowing where others may not expect it, in the middle of a block or at an alley. If being followed too closely, flash the brake light before slowing down. The tailgater may be watching the motorcycle and not see something ahead that is causing you to slow down. This will hopefully discourage them from tailgating and warn them of hazards ahead they may not see. Mirrors. While it's most important to keep track of what's happening ahead, motorcycle riders cannot afford to ignore situations behind them. Traffic conditions change quickly. Knowing what is going on behind you can help you make a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Along with using SIPDE, frequent mirror checks should be part of the normal scanning routine. Make a special point of using the mirrors. When stopped at an intersection, watch for vehicles coming up from behind. If the drivers are not paying attention, they could be on top of you before they see you. Before changing lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. Before slowing down or stopping. The driver behind you may not expect you to slow or stop. For example, when you signal to make a turn, the driver behind you may miscalculate when you will slow and turn and they may not slow down soon enough. Most motorcycles have rounded, convex, mirrors. These provide a wider view of the highway behind than do flat mirrors. They also make vehicles seem farther away than they actually are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. While stopped, pick out a parked vehicle in the mirror. Form a mental image of how far away it is. Then, turn around and look at it to see how close it really is. Practice with the mirrors until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before changing lanes. Head checks. Checking the mirrors is not always enough. Motorcycles have blind spots like vehicles do. Before changing lanes, merging onto a freeway, or passing another vehicle, turn your head and look for other vehicles. On a road with several lanes, check both the far lane and the one next to the motorcycle. A driver a couple of lanes over may head for the same space you plan to take. Frequent head checks should be part of your SIPDE process. Only by knowing what is happening all around the motorcycle are you fully prepared to deal with hazards. Horn. Be ready to use the motorcycle horn to get someone's attention quickly. It is a good idea to give a quick honk before passing any vehicle that may move into your lane. Here are some situations. A driver in the next lane is driving too close to the vehicle ahead and may want to pass. A parked vehicle has someone in the driver's seat. Someone is in the street, riding a bicycle or walking. In an emergency, press and hold the horn. Be ready to stop or swerve away from the danger. Keep in mind that a motorcycle's horn is not as loud as a vehicle's horn, therefore, consider using it, but do not rely on it. Other strategies, like having time and space to maneuver, may be appropriate along with the horn. Riding at night. At night, it is harder to see and be seen. Noticing the motorcycle headlight or taillight amid the vehicle lights around the motorcycle is not easy for other drivers. To compensate for this, reduce speed, ride even slower than during the daytime, particularly on roads you do not know well. This will increase the chances of avoiding hazards because a headlight does not allow you to see as far ahead as in daylight. Increase distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Our eyes rely upon shadows and light contrasts to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts may be missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Increase to a 4-second following distance or more and allow more distance to pass and be passed. Use the vehicle ahead. The headlights of the vehicle the ahead of you may give you a better view of the highway than even the high beam can. Headlights and or taillights bouncing up and down can alert you to bumps or rough pavement ahead. Use the high beam. You need to get all the light you can. Use the high beam when not following or approaching a vehicle. Be visible. Wear retro-reflective materials. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best for seeing and being seen and maintain an adequate space cushion. Crash avoidance. No matter how careful a motorcycle rider is, there will be times when they may find themselves in a dangerous situation. The chances of getting out safely depend on their ability to react quickly and properly. Often, a crash occurs because a motorcycle rider is not scanning far enough ahead, is not prepared or not skilled in obstacle avoidance maneuvers. Two skills critical in helping to avoid a crash is understanding when and how to stop or swerve. It is not always desirable or possible to stop quickly to avoid an obstacle. Motorcycle riders must also be able to swerve around an obstacle. Determining which skill is needed for the situation is important as well. Studies show that most motorcycle riders in crashes underbrake the front tire and overbrake the rear. Did not separate braking from swerving, or did not choose to swerve when it was the most appropriate course of action. Quick stops. A quick stop is achieved by fully applying both front and rear brakes without locking either wheel. Do not grab the front brake. Rather, squeeze the brake lever firmly with increasing pressure. At the same time, press down on the rear brake pedal. Front wheel skids. A front wheel skid is caused by over-applying the front brake. Front wheel skids result in immediate loss of steering control and balance. If the front wheel locks, release the front brake immediately and completely. Reapply the brake smoothly and properly. Failure to fully release the brake lever immediately can result in a crash. ABS is designed to prevent front wheel skids. Rear wheel skids. A skidding rear tire is a dangerous condition that can result in a violent crash and serious injury or death. Too much rear brake pressure can cause rear wheel lockup. As soon as the rear wheel locks, the ability to change direction is lost. To regain control, the brake must be released immediately and completely. Reapply the brake smoothly and properly with light to lighter pressure. If the rear wheel is out of alignment with the front, there is a risk of a high side crash. This occurs when the wheels are out of alignment as a locked rear wheel is released. The motorcycle can abruptly snap upright and tumble, throwing a rider into the air. Even a slight misalignment can result in a high side crash. The farther out of alignment the rear wheel becomes, the greater the risk of a high side crash. That's why it is important to release immediately, before the wheels get out of alignment. ABS is designed to prevent skids. Swerving or turning quickly. Sometimes there is not enough room to stop, even when using both brakes properly. The vehicle ahead might squeal to a stop or an object might appear suddenly in your path. The only way to avoid a crash may be to turn quickly or to swerve. A swerve is a rapid change in direction and is executed by two consecutive counter steers, essentially two quick turns. To initiate a swerve, apply enough forward pressure on the handgrip in the intended direction of escape to effectively change directions. This will cause the motorcycle to lean quickly. Keep your body upright while allowing the motorcycle to lean beneath you. Keep your knees against the tank and your feet solidly on the footrests. Make the escape route the target of your vision. Once clear of the obstacle, press on the opposite handgrip to return to the original direction of travel. To swerve to the left, press the left handgrip, then when clear of the obstacle, press the right handgrip to straighten. To swerve to the right, press right, then left. Change lanes only if there is enough time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. The motorcycle may be able to squeeze by most obstacles without leaving your lane. If braking is required, brake before or after swerving. Do not brake while swerving. Cornering and curves. A primary cause of motorcycle crashes is when the motorcycle rider takes a curve or turn too wide and collides with the highway or a fixed object. In fact, in Idaho, over 40% of fatal motorcycle crashes are single vehicle accidents where a rider failed to negotiate a turn. You should always ride within your own skill level and within the posted speed limits. Every curve is different and requires your full attention. Be alert to whether a curve remains constant, gradually widens, gets tighter, or involves multiple turns. Keeping your eyes up, looking all the way through the turn will help guide you through turns. Keep in mind the best path may not always follow the curve of the road. Change lane positions depending on traffic, highway conditions, and curve of the road. One recommendation is to start toward the outside of a curve to increase your line of sight, then move toward the inside of the curve as you pass the apex of the turn. As you exit the turn, move toward the outside of the curve. This strategy makes the turn less sharp, increases ground clearance, and helps set you up for the next turn. An alternative path is to move to the center lane position before entering a curve and remain until exiting. While this path maximizes your space cushion, it does not provide the best line of sight and can make the turn more sharp. Always use SIPDE to adjust your line for traffic crowding the centerline, debris blocking part of your lane, or other hazards. Also, use extra caution when braking in turns. If you apply the brakes too hard, the motorcycle may straighten upright, causing you to run out of your lane. Hazardous riding conditions. Chances of being involved in a crash may increase when riding across or in obstacles on the highway. Slippery and loose surfaces. Railroad tracks and grates. Wind and other conditions. Obstacles on the highway. Watch for uneven surfaces such as speed bumps, broken pavement, potholes, rocks, or pieces of highway debris. Try to avoid obstacles by going around them. If conditions do not permit going around an obstacle, first determine if it is possible to go across. Try to approach the hazard at as close to a 90 degrees angle as possible. Look at the intended path of travel to remain in control. If riding over the obstacle, you should slow down as much as possible before contact. Make sure the motorcycle is straight. Rise slightly off the seat with your weight on the footrests to absorb the shock with your knees. Rising off the seat will reduce the chances of being thrown off the motorcycle. However, controlling the throttle can be somewhat tricky from this position. Practice this in an area such as an empty parking lot away from traffic. Just before contact, roll on the throttle slightly to lighten the front end. If you suspect possible damage as a result of riding over an object, pull off the highway and check the tires and rims for damage before riding any farther. Slippery and loose surfaces. Motorcycles handle better when ridden on surfaces with good traction. Surfaces that provide poor traction include wet or snow-covered pavement. When it starts to rain, before surface oil washes to the side of the highway, the center portion of a lane is usually the most slippery. Rain dries and snow melts faster on some sections of highways than on others. Patches of ice tend to crop up in low or shaded areas and on bridges and overpasses. Wet surfaces, leaves, or mud may be just as slippery. Ride on the least slippery portion of the lane with reduced speed. Cautious riders steer clear of highways covered with ice or snow. If unable to avoid a slippery surface, keep the motorcycle straight up and proceed slowly and smoothly. Dirt, sand, or gravel highways. Dirt, sand, and gravel are most likely to collect at the sides of paved roads or in the middle of intersections. However, some roads may be completely covered with dirt or gravel due to construction. Oil or fresh tar. Avoid if possible. When riding across tar snakes, patches where tar has been used to seal cracks in the road, the traction can suddenly change and the tires could slip, especially on a hot day. Go slow and avoid any sudden movements. When stopping or parking on fresh oil or tar, make sure your side stand is secure before getting off the motorcycle since it may be slippery. It's also a good idea to place a hard object under your side stand so it does not sink in the fresh asphalt. Lane additions, steel plates and manhole covers may be especially slippery when wet and or cold. To ride safely on slippery or loose surfaces, reduce speed. Before getting to a slippery or loose surface, slow down to lessen the chances of sliding or laying the motorcycle down. The motorcycle needs more distance to stop than other vehicles. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid. Be as smooth as possible with the throttle and when shifting gears, turning, or braking. Use both brakes. The front brake is still effective, even on a slippery or loose surface. Squeeze the brake lever gradually to avoid locking the front wheel. Remember, gentle pressure on the rear brake. Reduce lean angles. Keep your motorcycle as upright as possible when riding across slippery surfaces. The center of a lane may be hazardous when wet. When raining, consider riding in the tire tracks left by vehicles. When encountering a large surface that is so slippery that coasting or traveling at a walking pace is required, squeeze in the clutch and coast across without any sudden inputs. Keep the motorcycle as vertical as possible and avoid braking if at all possible. Attempting this maneuver at anything other than the slowest of speeds can be hazardous. Rippled and uneven pavement edges. Scan the pavement and pick the smoothest line. Cross slowly and carefully. Be aware of the differences in height between lanes that have been repaved and those waiting to be paved. Crossing into the higher lane at high speeds and a narrow angle could cause you to lose control. Wind. Strong, steady winds and irregular wind gusts can affect the motorcycle and rider. This can occur anywhere and most often happens in open areas or mountainous terrain. Wind turbulence also occurs when sharing the highway with large vehicles, for example, trucks, buses. To respond to steady winds, lean into the wind, apply forward pressure on the hand grip. Find a safe place to park until conditions improve if the wind becomes too dangerous to continue. To respond to wind gusts or wind blasts, move away from other vehicles as they approach or pass. Maximize the space cushion around the motorcycle. Crowned pavement. The highway surface that is higher in the middle than at the sides is a crowned highway. Be aware that to the left, the ground clearance is reduced and the lean angle available will be less than on a flat highway. Animals. Riding the motorcycle as alert and safely as possible by using SIPDE or another mental strategy will be a great asset to avoid hitting an animal. When in traffic, however, remain in your lane. Hitting something small is less dangerous than hitting something big, like a vehicle. It is best to accept that you may not be able to avoid a small animal in your path without increasing your risk. Motorcycles seem to attract dogs. If being chased, Shift down and approach the animal slowly. As you get closer to the point of intersection with the dog, accelerate and swerve out of its reach. Do not kick at any animal. You need to keep your balance and maintain control of the motorcycle. For larger animals, deer, elk, cattle, brake and prepare to stop. They tend to be unpredictable. Be aware that they are herd animals. If you see one, expect to see more. Flying objects. From time to time, motorcycle riders are struck by insects, cigarettes thrown from vehicles, or rocks thrown by the tires of the vehicle ahead. When wearing face protection, it might get smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Without face protection, an object could hit you in the eye, face, or mouth. Whatever happens, try to keep your eyes on the highway and your hands on the handlebars. When safe, pull off the highway and replace your damaged visor or eye protection if possible. Railroad or trolley tracks. Cross tracks. Usually it is safer to ride straight within your lane to cross tracks. For tracks that cross your path at an angle, turning to take them head on, at a 90-degree angle, can be more dangerous and may carry you into another lane of traffic. Parallel tracks. Move far enough away from tracks, ruts, or pavement seams that run parallel to your path in order to cross at an angle of 45 degrees. Then make a deliberate turn. Edging across could catch the tires and throw you off balance. Grooves and bridge gratings. Riding over rain grooves or bridge gratings may cause the motorcycle to weave or wander. Though disconcerting, the wandering feeling is generally not hazardous. Maintain a steady speed and ride straight across. Avoid any sudden inputs or excessive lean angles. Mechanical problems. Something going wrong with the motorcycle may put you immediately into an emergency situation. In dealing with any mechanical problem, take into account the highway and traffic conditions. The following sections include some guidelines that can help assist in handling mechanical problems safely. Tire failure. Seldom will you hear a tire going flat. When the motorcycle starts handling differently, it may be a tire failure. This can be dangerous. When one of the tires loses air, react quickly to keep the motorcycle balanced and upright. Pull off and check the tires. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. A flat front wheel is particularly hazardous because it affects your ability to steer the motorcycle and keep it upright. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle may feel sluggish and may sway or wobble from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold the handle grips firmly, squeeze in the clutch to coast, and keep a straight course. When braking, gradually apply the brake of the tire that is not flat. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the highway and stop. Stuck throttle. If your throttle becomes stuck while riding, immediately use the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch at the same time. This will remove power from the rear wheel. Once you have the motorcycle under control, pull off and stop. Check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before starting to ride again. Wobble. A wobble typically occurs when the front wheel and handlebars on the motorcycle suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, incorrect tire pressure, or misaligned tires and/or chain drive. If carrying a heavy load, center the weight lower and farther forward on the motorcycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring preload, air shocks, and dampers are at the settings recommended for that weight. Do not exceed the gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, for your motorcycle. GVWR includes the weight of the motorcycle, the rider, any cargo, and any passenger. If loading is not the cause of the wobble, make sure windshields and fairings are mounted properly. Check for poorly adjusted steering, worn steering parts, a front wheel rim that may be bent, misaligned or out of balance, loose wheel bearings or spokes, and swing arm bearings. If none of these are determined to be the cause, have the motorcycle checked out thoroughly by a qualified professional. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble may only make the motorcycle more unstable. Instead, hold the handle grips firmly, but do not fight the wobble. Squeeze in the clutch and gradually slow the motorcycle. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move as far forward in the saddle as physically possible. Pull off the highway as soon as possible to fix the problem. Drivetrain problems. The drivetrain for a motorcycle uses either a chain, belt, or drive shaft to transfer power from the engine to the rear wheel. Routine inspection, adjustments, and maintenance make a drivetrain failure a rare occurrence. A chain or belt that slips or breaks while riding the motorcycle could lock the rear wheel and cause the motorcycle to skid. If the chain or belt breaks, you will notice an instant loss of power to the rear wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop in a safe area. On those motorcycle models with a drive shaft, loss of oil in the rear differential can cause the rear wheel to lock, and you may not be able to prevent the motorcycle from skidding. Engine seizure. If the engine locks or freezes, it is usually low on oil. The engine's moving parts cannot move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the highway and stop. Check the oil. When needed, oil should be added as soon as possible or the engine may seize. When this happens, the effect is the same as a locked rear wheel. You could ruin the engine by restarting. There is no substitute for frequent routine and preventative motorcycle maintenance. Getting off the highway. When needing to leave the highway to check the motorcycle, or just to rest, be sure to check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the 70 roadside is firm enough to support the weight of the motorcycle. If it is soft grass, sand, or if unable to quickly determine what type of surface it is, slow down considerably before turning onto it. Signal. Drivers behind the motorcycle may not expect you to slow down. You should give clear signals that you will be slowing down and changing directions by tapping your brakes to flash your brake lights in advance of slowing. Before taking action, check the mirror and make a head check. Pull off the highway. Get the motorcycle as far off the road as possible. It can be extremely hard to spot a motorcycle parked on the side of the road. Park carefully. Loose and sloped shoulders may make it hard to safely set the side or center stand on the motorcycle. Carrying passengers and cargo. Only experienced motorcycle riders should carry passengers or large loads. The extra weight changes the way the motorcycle handles, balances, turns, speeds up, and slows down. Before traveling with a passenger or heavy load upon the highway, practice away from traffic in a controlled, safe area. If you can, adjust the motorcycle suspension to handle the additional weight. Check motorcycle owner's manual. Consider adding a few pounds of pressure to the tires if carrying a passenger. With both you and the passenger sitting on the seat, adjust the mirrors according to the change in the motorcycle's angle to ensure your vision to the rear is not obstructed. Required equipment. To carry passengers safely, equip and adjust your motorcycle to carry passengers. Instruct your passenger before you start. Adjust your riding technique for the added weight. Have passengers wear the same type of protective gear recommended for motorcycle riders. The following equipment is required by Idaho law. A proper seat, large enough to hold both the rider and passenger without crowding, or a separate, permanently attached passenger seat. Do not sit any farther forward than usual. Footrests, for the passenger. A firm footing prevents the passenger from falling off and pulling the rider off as well. The passenger must be able to reach the footrests and should keep their feet on the pegs even when stopped. A helmet. Any person under the age of 18 must wear a DOT-compliant helmet while operating or riding on a motorcycle. Children should be placed immediately behind the motorcycle rider. Carrying a child passenger on a motorcycle in front of you is not legal in Idaho. With a child sitting in front of you, you will not be able to properly balance yourself and may interfere with control of the motorcycle. Instructing passengers. Even if the passenger is a motorcycle rider, provide complete instructions before starting to ride. As the passenger mounts, keep both of your feet on the ground and the front brake applied. Tell your passenger to Sit as far forward as possible without crowding you. Hold firmly to your waist, hips, or belt. Keep both feet on the pegs, even when stopped. Keep legs away from the muffler, chains, and moving parts. Stay directly behind you, leaning as you lean. Avoid unnecessary talk or motion. Also, tell the passenger to tighten their hold as you are about to start from a stop and as you approach surface problems. Whenever possible, warn your passenger that you are going to make a sudden move. Riding with passengers. The motorcycle will respond more slowly with a passenger on board. The heavier the passenger, the longer it may take to slow down, speed up, or turn, especially on a lighter motorcycle. Ride a little cautiously, especially when taking curves, corners, or bumps. Start slowing earlier when approaching a stop. Maintain a larger space cushion ahead and to the sides. Wait for larger gaps in traffic to cross, enter, or merge onto the roadway. Warn passengers of special conditions, when pulling out, stopping quickly, turning sharply, or riding over a bump. Carrying loads. Most motorcycles are not designed to carry much cargo. Small loads can be carried safely if positioned and fastened properly. Keep the load low, fasten loads securely, or put them in saddlebags. Piling loads against a sissy bar or frame on the back of the seat may raise the motorcycle's center of gravity and upset its balance. Keep the load forward. Place the load over, or in front of, the rear axle. Tank bags keep loads forward, but use caution when loading hard or sharp objects. Make sure a tank bag does not interfere with the handlebars or controls. Mounting loads behind the rear axle can affect how the motorcycle turns and brakes. It can also cause a wobble. Distribute the load evenly. Load each saddlebag with about the same amount of weight. An uneven load can cause the motorcycle to drift to one side. Secure the load. Fasten the load securely with elastic cords, multiple bungee cords or nets. A secured load will not catch in the wheel or chain. Rope tends to stretch and knots come loose, permitting the load to shift or fall, which could cause the motorcycle to lock up and skid. Check the load. Stop and check the load often to make sure it has not worked loose or moved. Whatever passenger and/or cargo you carry, do not exceed the gross vehicle weight rating of the motorcycle and make adjustments to the motorcycle to compensate for the added weight. Group riding. When riding with other motorcycle riders, do it in a way that promotes safety and does not interfere with the flow of traffic. Keeping the group small. Small groups of motorcycle riders make it easier and safer for vehicles that need to get around the group of motorcycles. A small number isn't separated as easily by traffic or red lights. The other motorcycle riders in the group won't always be hurrying to catch up. When the group is larger than 4 or 5 riders, divide it up into 2 or more smaller groups. Keeping the group together. Plan the leader of the motorcycle rider group should look ahead for changes and signal early so the word gets back to the other riders in plenty of time. Start lane changes early to allow all the riders to complete the lane change. Put beginners up front. Place inexperienced motorcycle riders just behind the lead motorcycle rider. That way, the less experienced riders are not exceeding their comfort and skill levels by trying to keep up with the more experienced riders in the group. Follow those behind. Let the motorcycle rider on the tail end set the pace. Use the mirrors to keep an eye on the person behind. If one rider falls behind, all riders should slow down a little to stay with the tail ender. Know the route. Make sure all riders know the route. When a rider gets separated, they won't have to hurry to keep from getting lost or taking a wrong turn. Keeping adequate distance between motorcycles. Many motorcycle riding groups like to keep close ranks, but it is important to keep a safe distance to allow each rider in the group time and space to react to hazards. A close group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see, and is less likely to be separated. However, it must be done properly. Do not pair up, never ride directly alongside another rider. There is no place to go to avoid a vehicle or a hazard on the road. To talk to another motorcycle rider, wait until you are both stopped. Staggered formation. This is the best way to keep ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The lead motorcycle rider is in the left side of the lane, while the second motorcycle rider stays 1.5 to 2 seconds behind in the right side of the lane. A third motorcycle rider stays in the left position, 3 to 4 seconds behind the first motorcycle rider. The fourth motorcycle rider would keep a 3 to 4 second distance behind the second motorcycle rider. Staggered formation keeps the group close and discourages traffic from breaking into the formation while still giving each rider a safe space cushion and an escape route. Passing in formation. When the group wants to pass slow traffic on a freeway or interstate, the group may pass as a unit. On a two-lane highway, motorcycle riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the lead rider should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. After the lead rider passes safely, the second rider should move up to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. This rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the lead motorcycle rider should move to the right side after passing a vehicle. This is not a good idea. It encourages the second motorcycle rider to pass and cut back in before there is a large enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It's simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position held before the pass. Single file formation. It is best to move into a single file formation when riding motorcycles on curvy roads, when turning, and when entering or leaving a freeway or highway.